The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Despite efforts last year, PSNI-led operations and arrests have not dismantled the new IRA, with reports of a recruitment drive in the Republic ongoing. To get some insight into the group's activities, I'm joined now by author and journalist with the Sunday Times, John Mooney. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, how big are they?
Well, that is something that's really unknown. There are, this particular group has a significant following, but it's not huge. You were talking about possibly a couple of thousand supporters, maybe with a couple of hundred members of various ages and profiles. Yeah. And some of them will be more committed than others.
Now, what's their philosophy? Is it to overthrow the Northern Ireland state by force?
Well, this particular organisation, it's best to look at it as almost like a subculture now within Irish society. So they are a hybrid of the old IRA and a supporter, I suppose, a newer type of organisation. It seeks to simply make Northern Ireland ungovernable as much as it can, and to send out a message, I suppose, to the international community and to the British and Irish governments that the issue of Northern Ireland's status remains unresolved, and that peace process hasn't resolved the sovereignty issue of the
Even though the commitment to a border poll and all that is there, and Sinn Féin making noises about how soon they want that. But however, if it doesn't happen, or it doesn't happen to their liking, they are prepared to engage in violence. Do they have that capacity?
Well, what we're seeing at the moment is, and what we have seen since 2009, you've seen a simmering terrorist campaign continue on in Northern Ireland. And with that, you've seen the development of this movement. The new IRA, just to explain to your listeners, is an amalgamation or a unification of various dissident Republican paramilitary groups into a unified organisation. So in some ways, border polls and issues like that are almost an irrelevancy to them. These people see themselves as traditional Republicans, and they're drawn from that community. So that's where they see that what they're effectively trying to do now, or what they have done, is preserve an IRA organization for future generations. And indeed, I would actually argue that if there was a unified Ireland in the morning, this group would still exist in some form. As I say, I've spent a lot of time documenting them. I've interviewed them. I interviewed their leadership in 2019. And I always get a sense that they've become kind of a subculture within Irish society now.
Now, they are recruiting. Where particularly, and in what pool are they fishing?
Well, this particular group, it's active right across the country. I mean, it has many of its more prominent members are based in the Northwest, and hence you've seen in various acts of terrorism being carried out in places like Derry, with support and logistics from people based in Donegal. But they're very active in Limerick at the moment. They're active in Kerry, they're active around parts of Dublin, in Meath, in all sorts of unusual places, also around the border area. So they're generally a national or underground organization now. Are they successful? They are fishing from a very small pool of primarily people that come from a Republican tradition. Their political representatives do campaign on other issues such as climate change, indeed mental health, and all sorts of issues. But they don't care too much about this. If they did care about those issues, they wouldn't be supporting terrorism, because their support of physical violence dissuades an awful lot of people from getting involved with them.
So finally and briefly, John, are the Gardaí and the PSNI prepared to just let them be, keep an eye on them? It's better to watch them rather than, lock some of them up and only to see them replaced by other people.
Well, that's a very good point, Pat. These groups are highly durable. I mean, this movement, it's best sometimes to look at it like that. It's been around for hundreds of years and it reinvents itself. Indeed, I've heard people describe it as a phoenix-like organisation in one form or another. The policy at the moment, both north and south, is to disrupt this particular organisation. To such a degree that they try to dissuade people from getting involved and stop their attacks in their tracks. There have been significant arrests in the last 2 years. But the one thing about these groups is that they have ability to morph and to reinvent themselves when people least expect it. When the security services imprison large numbers of them, what you usually see is a couple of years later that these people come out and they become a more cohesive body because they've served time in prison with each other. So as Richard English, the very acclaimed professor at Queen's University, has said, in some ways we're better off just managing this problem. And I think that's the position that's been followed by both the Irish and British governments.
John Mooney, author and journalist with the Sunday Times, thank you very much for joining us.